Welcome to Side A, a dose of our lives.
Our theme for this season is conversations that need to be had, recalling our past and analyzing our present to rectify our future.
Side A contains 2/3 of the sections in our show.
Empire State of Mind and Times Square.
On this side of the episode, we'll catch you up on our personal lives while diving into hip-hop culture and current events.
The New York Dose is a speculation-based topical podcast providing millennial conversations around hip-hop culture, current events, and a dose of the New York City lifestyle.
This show is comprised of 2 sides, 3 sections, and smaller segments that populate each section. The main sections are Empire State of Mind, Times Square, and The Subway.
While listening to us, use the hashtag TNYD or mention us at The New York Dose so we can converse with you.
You can have your questions, comments, and concerns be a part of our episodes by leaving us dose mail. Just head to our Instagram on Tuesdays to see what the upcoming topic of the week is.
Then call or text us at 520-815-6670 to leave a voicemail or a text message to have it air on the following episode.
Now that's The Dose.
Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Hey, guys.
I just want to say something out there.
I'm a fan of the New York Dome.
Yeah, y'all already know. What? I'm off the telephone. Fuck out here. Let's go.
What's good? What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? Hey. Hey, what's good, everybody? Hey.
What up, everybody? It's your girl, Adeloso, just in case you didn't know. So, ND is out of town, but I'ma just let y'all know. Y'all know what it is. Y'all rocking with the motherfucking New York Dolls. And today in the building, we have...
Honeylise Vargas. Ooh. Adeloso's younger sister.
That's my sister.
Yeah, I've been on this curly hair journey for about 2 years now.
Ooh.
It's been a long one.
Hey. Okay, so I am Kathy. I've been on this curly hair journey for 2.5 years.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm Mio Soti, also known as Mio Cerizos, and I've been on this curly hair journey for 2.5 years as well.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for being here. And I'm sure as you can see a little preview of what today's episode is going to be like. All about that hair, that curly girl hair, all the curls for the girls. Yes. But before we get into that, we're going to get into our first section, which is Empire State of Mind. And using some New York City slang as segment titles, Empire State of Mind is where we showcase our transparency. And during this section, we like to make sure we're good, talk about what's lit in New York City, confess something that dead ass blew our minds this week, and give some shout outs to some people that deserve them, of course. So, I'm going to start off with my week this week. I always like look at my calendar to be like, what the fuck I did this week? because so much just happens. Just working, you know, working like a log, like a hog, like a dog. And oh my God, this week we also, for the first time, we got called by Queens Library to do a program for the youth. And it was a podcast program, and it was just, that was the highlight of my week. Like, I think awesome. The highlight of my life. So it was actually like so amazing. Like, you know, like you have like expectations. You always like when you're going to like something like they're like, OK, yeah, I'm going to do like something cute for the youth. I can't wait. But then like when you're there and you see like the actual impact of it and like meeting and like how great it was and how receiving they were, it was just amazing. So shout out to, we're gonna get into our shout outs later too, but shout out to Queens Library, shout out to Courtney, shout out to Ashley for the put on and for letting us know about that and inviting us. And it was just amazing to just pass that knowledge, you know, on to the youth. And like I think it was even more deeper than like podcasts, because like they really like opened up, like they really, because wow. at the end of the program like we told them a little bit about how we run and how like, you know, the New York Dose like came up like and still coming up. And then like at the end, we like did like a, okay, like let's say if you guys were to start a podcast, like we were like, okay, let's brainstorm about logos. Let's brainstorm on ideas, segments, like all that stuff. And like nice. They, and then they actually did like a little mini episode after. Aww, and nice. They like, dead ass like opened up, like they told us stuff like that. We were just like, oh my god, I feel honored that you like even telling us or like feel comfortable to open up and tell us that. But I was like, that's how important like your voice is and all of that stuff in a safe space creating. So I was like, yes, I just want to go to every library in the world and just do programs like this from now on. So yeah, it was a great week. How about you, sister? You had a good week?
I had a pretty decent week. The week was mostly just about like me applying for jobs and stuff, and like I've been finding a lot of good opportunities working back with like the youth centers and stuff like that, and being like a youth counselor.
It's all about the youth.
Yeah. And it's been actually pretty good. I've been spending a lot of time with Tiffany. Shout out to Tiffany, my best friend for life.
Tiffany.
And we've just been talking a lot about like being centered in ourselves. Like, you know me, I'm all about like spiritual findings on my own and stuff. And
it's important.
It's been really good. And we've been reconnecting with like people that we like met like on an occasion or like from this party a couple of years back or whatever, that we felt like we really resonated with, because like we've been having a lot of like rocky situations dealing with like certain friendships overall. So like we've just been trying to branch out and like trying to find people that are on our level like mentally and like spiritually, because like we're all about like them deep connections, like no mediocrity, like we just want to have like, you know, those deep underlining understandings with like people that we share our lives with, like our people we call our friends,
right?
And it's just been really good. I've been feeling really good about myself lately, like, and just accepting a lot of like who I am and like what I have to offer. And if like people don't resonate with that, then bye. Like, I have nothing to give you. Like, so yeah, like, although like it's been pretty rocky, like I would definitely have to say that it's definitely taught me a lot of good lessons and made me feel a lot more accepting of like what I have to give to myself and to those around me. And like I've been giving myself a lot of props lately. I'm like, bitch, you that bitch. Like,
okay. Yes, you gotta always just let yourself know that. And I'm proud of you, sister.
Thanks.
You gotta just keep striving.
You inspire me.
Oh, I love you. All right. How about you, Kathy? You good?
I work as a nurse.
Yes.
So I've been working. Then you came along with that DM to be part of the Curly Girls segment here. So I'm really excited for that. So that was the highlight of my week. Just so you know.
Yeah. Just a little, you know, sidebar. I met Kathy at the YouTube Latino event. What was like about 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago or so.
It was like we were waiting in line to go get some wine, and I was like, I mean, you actually
came. Hair thing.
The hair thing. She was like, I love your hair. I was like, I love your hair.
Hair connected us.
Yes, always. Yes. So, and then it just, she's so sweet. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm so perfect. I'm doing a Curly Girl episode. You should be a guest.
Classic interaction between Curly sisters.
Yes. Right.
So, so my week's pretty much been consistent of work. You know, being a mom, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
Yes, Mama.
So happy Mother's
Congratulations.
Day.
Congratulations.
Yes. So that's pretty much it. And then, you know, we made a cool connection this week. And then I'm here today. So I'm so excited to be here.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
How about you, Mio? How's your week been? And it's been a little minute since I've seen you, too.
Yes, girl. My week, work. Like everybody else, just work. This is actually my highlight, too. I just go to work. I work in HR for healthcare, so I just deal with people all the time and talking to people and frustrated with people. So that's what I do. And then, you know, going to the gym, getting these gains.
You're looking good, Mio. You know,
girl,
you're looking good out
here.
That's a fact. That's a fact, though.
So, and that's it. And then you hit me up, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And here I am.
Yes, and I'm so appreciative, because I know it was a little bit like, you know, last minute, but not last minute, but last minute. But also, just a little backstory, Mew and I went to college together.
Buff State.
So that's how I know Mew. And I just feel like I got the perfect group of girls with me, not only because of curly hair, but you guys also have amazing personalities. So thank you for being with us right here. So we're going to transfer over to our dead ass section, like dead ass. So, you know, I have two dead asses this week. My first dead ass, I'm just going to get this one out the way. So, you know, I found out that one of my exes is having a baby, you know, with the girl that he basically, you know, cheated on me on, you know. And it's been a couple years. It's been a couple years. Like, I feel like it took a while for me to heal from that. And you know, like, when you feel like you healed from something, yeah, and then, like,
you really don't.
I mean, I feel like I still did, but I don't know, like...
You probably saw it and had that moment, like...
Yeah, you know the thing? I didn't see it because I had unfollowed him a while ago. And then, you know, sometimes I do be checking here and there. But he never really posts, so I just be checking. But I felt like, you know, us women, we have the intuition. And yes, plus cancers, we have a... I don't know, we have, like, an extra intuition shit. But I was just like, I just knew... I was like, I feel like he's gonna have a baby. Like, I feel like it was coming, you know? And also, I feel like there's something in the air. Everyone's just... popping them out.
Yo, but honestly, everywhere you turn, people are pregnant. Right. I'm like, get out of here.
I love it. I love the kids. But yeah, so I just had a feeling. I was like, sooner or later. And you know, like, I prepped my mind also for that. Like, I'm just like, you know, just in case if I see it. And but I unfollowed him, but I still was like looking at his Insta story. I didn't give no fuck. So I was like, I unfollow him, but he could still, if he still sees my name on his shit, whatever, like, I don't care.
I don't feel like guys check as often as girls.
Yeah,
do.
Yeah,
I feel like they just post to post, and we're over here like, who's really looking care. At my
we
shit?
Go into the thing,
we go into detail.
I'd be like, look at my story. How you saw my story, didn't text me back.
Right.
Like, kind
of
thing.
Or I'd be like, how you looked at this story, but you didn't look at the other one before? Like,
right. No, I'd be looking and be like, how you looking at my story, but you didn't answer my text? Wow.
That's what she just said. Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, back to ex with the baby. But yeah, so I actually didn't, I saw that he unfollowed me because he was still following me, and then I was just like, I was like, okay, maybe he noticed that I unfollowed him, so he was just probably like, let me just unfollow her too. But one of my best friends, they're friends because that's how I met him. So she actually told me. I actually had to ask her because I was like, oh, how's whatever so-and-so. She was just like, oh, I actually whatever, and I was like, oh, weird. I was like, that's funny because I felt it whatever. So my the reason why it's a dead ass because I was like, I felt some type of way. Like, I'm not gonna lie, that moment I did feel like that little moment I did feel some type of way, and I was just like, dead ass Adalis, like, to Adalis, like, to myself, like, Adeloso girl, like, why do you feel some type of way? But then after, like, it only took one day, and then the next day I was just good about it. But it's just crazy. I was like, wow, like, it's just having, like, niggas. That's how I felt, like, that moment. I was like, wow. And you know, like, you just get, like, I just got, like, a flashback of, like, freaking, like, memories.
And you,
of, like
get the good- mad all over again. You're like.
Because like, it's like, frustrated. All this time.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it was just a dead ass towards myself. Was like, why did I feel some type of way? But then I also didn't dismiss it. Like, after I just really processed it. And I was just like, you know, like, I actually felt happy for him after, because I know that he's going to be an amazing dad. Like, so it was just like, you're going to be a great dad. Like, you know, I just had to process that first feeling.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, so I told my friend, I was like, so you going to the baby shower? She's going, but I'm not mad about that. I'm like, it's her friend. Like, you know, but, you know, wish you all the best. No, honestly, for real. But it was still a dead ass towards my feelings. Like, why? Why did I have to feel that? Like, this was mad years ago. Like, why? But it's all good in the hood. Okay, my second dead ass is, you know, just the backlash that Aisha Curry had this week. Why?
Because men.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if you guys know, if you guys saw the Red Talk table with Aisha Curry.
I saw snippets of it.
Curry's mom and Curry, Steph Curry's mom. Steph Curry's mom and Steph Curry's sister and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah.
And she asked a question, Jada asked a question to Aisha, like, oh, how y'all feel about your men? Like, you know, because, you know, their men is like famous and all that stuff. And Aisha was just expressing, she was just like, of course, like, a bunch of females, like, you know, be all up on top of him and right in front of her. And she's like, you know, I'm a grown woman, I insert myself. And I'm like, yes, Aisha, you better say it. But so that was like how it started. Like, she was just saying, like, you know, how it does bother her, you know, and how sometimes she does feel a little insecure about that. But then what made the whole internet go crazy is because I forgot the exact question they asked, because I also did see snippets. I didn't see the whole thing. But it was just, she was, Jada, I forgot the question, but Aisha said, Damn, I just had like a blank.
She said something along the lines of like she feels some, like, not some type of way, but like she questions her appearance and like her attractiveness when she sees her husband getting all of this attention and she isn't getting all of this attention.
Yeah, because she's saying that she gets zero male attention.
Because she feels like, well, I guess her problem, and then she got a lot of backlash for it because I guess people took it the wrong way. They're like, oh, you're married. Like, why do you want attention from men? But when you kind of think about it, it's because she's a mom. She has three kids. And sometimes you still want, like, to get hit on because it's like, it makes you feel good. You know, like, when people see you and be like, girl, I like your shirt. I like your shirt. It makes you feel good. So that's basically, like, I got what she was trying to say. Like, that that was her point.
I understood it, too.
People took
regardless of her, like, being a mom, like, like, when even when you're in a relationship, like, you want to make sure that, like, You still got it because you really never know what's going to happen in the future. And it's just like, you don't want to find yourself feeling insecure when something goes wrong. Like, because you want to pick yourself back up and then jump back into whatever you were doing or be with this other person that you decide to be with.
So I also feel like people should never get comfortable in relationships. That's what happens in lengthy. I've been in a relationship for 12 years.
Wow. Yeah. Congrats.
You get comfortable sometimes and you're like, oh, you know, I don't think I should dress up. Maybe I'm like wearing too much, or you know, or you have to find a balance to kind of make yourself feel good. And check yourself, whether you're a mom or not, keep yourself in check, you know?
Yeah. So just like, okay, so like a recap. So she said she gets zero attention from men, and she felt like, okay, is there something wrong with me? Like all that stuff. And I feel like Steph Curry's mom, she jumped in right away. She was like, there's men, you just are not looking. And Jada said, like, she was like, when you're like taken and in love, like you don't look for none of like that type of thing. But it seems like she was kind of looking. So that's where it becomes like tricky, where it's just like, at first I can understand how some people probably took it out of context, because at the end of the day I just feel like it's just her insecurity,
right,
where it just felt like, but then people were ODing, like calling her a whore and all this stuff.
I mean, classic and internet,
like, and all the men too, like I had so many debates and I was like, oh my god, you sound so fucking dumb, and I was like, and you won't fucking know because you're not a woman, like you're not a woman, so you're
but
not.
It's like they do know, but they're just like, the fact that she is a woman, they're like gonna go harder on her because they're like, because you know, like even from way back and even still now, like men have feel like they have like a hold on women, like especially when there's a married woman and like they like her husband, like they're like, you should be focused on your husband, not everyone else, but they'd be the ones probably in her DMs like wanting to get with her and stuff. But it's like, you know,
and I saw a meme and it was like, this whole situation just showed that men respect married women and women don't. That men respect married women and women don't respect married men. And
which is like, definitely a lie.
I was like, what the? So that was like my dead ass. I was like, this is just too much. But I love Steph Curry because he stood by his girl, like always. And that's all that matters. And I sent that screenshot because he did an Insta story. And Steph Curry never does Insta story. He doesn't really. I'm sure he has someone like who does his social media, and he was just saying like, I'm proud of you for being vulnerable and expressing your feelings. Like he was like, even though like we knew like that you were probably gonna get bullshit from it, and you did get bullshit from it, I stand by you and I love you and all this stuff. And I was
and
like,
that's,
yes,
and that's what you need, because you need that foundation, because it could have went another way. He would have been like, oh, so you want to be with somebody,
right? Or like, you want like the wrong attention else.
But that's why you have to have a solid relationship with somebody that feels like, that knows you're like, my girl, I know we got this, we're good, like I don't have to worry about none of that.
It's definitely likely like they had a conversation about it, like,
or Ben had mad conversations before, like he probably already like knew. But what I feel like now, this even just probably makes Steph Curry just be even more aware of it and just, you know, make her feel even more like, you know,
because with his position he probably gets lost, and sometimes he probably doesn't compliment her as much, or he forgets to say something to her,
right?
And maybe that's why she felt the way that she felt, because it feels good, like especially from the person that you're with,
right?
Like, tell me I look nice here, tell me my hair's on fleek, like, you know, like tell me something.
And then that was like another little debate I was having. I was like, well, maybe he's not doing his part either. But then somebody else did say, like, oh, but you could be doing your part. Like, they were saying, like, you know, when it comes to cheating, like, you could be the best woman, you could be doing everything, and the guy could still cheat, and vice versa, right? And I was like, that is true, too. Like, maybe he is telling her compliments. That's why I feel like it's more, like,
It's an inner thing.
It's a more inner thing, and people didn't grasp that. People just thought like, oh, she just wants to be a whore. No. I'm not going to lie, the memes were fucking hilarious. Those people saying like, oh, she's just tight because she missed her whole phase. I'm like, come on, like, gosh. Bro, like, what the fuck? And I'm just like, it has to do nothing with other men. It's just a real, like, I mean,
it's a real feeling. Like it's an inner, it's an like, honest to God feeling. Like you like, how many times like have people been in relationships or just in general? Like, you're not even, like me, I'm not looking for a relationship, but I do like, you know, take my time, like cross the street when I see like the tigres on the corner. Cause you know, you just want to get them to be like, in your mind, I'm just like, don't talk to me, but thank you. Like, and it's like, you just want to make sure that like, you the way that you feel or the way that your man makes you feel is true in a general sense, not just like because my man loves me or like not just because I feel this way. Like you do want the affirmations from others as well, because it helps with your self-esteem. Like you just want to be like, yo, I do look good, because X, Y, Z told me to.
And we're not saying like it's an all the time thing, like where you just like, I feel like if you need to feel that all the time, then you need
you have to
search deeper and deeper. But I'm just saying, like, once in a while, especially like a mom, like having, I can't even imagine like that transition of like your body and like feeling like it's a total 180, I'm sure. Right. So it's just like, how dare you come at Aisha Curry? Dead ass, Maji,
chefing it up and shit.
Those are my dead asses. Do you guys have any dead asses this week?
I think I have one. I don't know. It's more like a dead ass to myself, like, and the situation kind of is like a kind of a funny dead ass. So like, I went to go get like Chinese food for me and my brother the other day, and unbeknownst to me, like this guy had recognized me from a previous time I was there, like 2 whole weeks back. And he was like, oh, you were here last time with your dog too and whatever. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, and we were like just talking about like bullshit. Like he was talking about how like people need to just accept like people of all colors. Like I don't recall how we got to that conversation, but like he was just talking to me about how like, you know, like it doesn't matter what color we are, like we're family and blah blah blah. And I resonated with that, because I'm like, it's true. Like like people are so harsh on like they're not black enough, or they're not this enough, like they're not Hispanic enough. Like it's just too much racism going on and too much paying attention to the wrong things. And like I like the fact that he brought that up, and I was telling him like, you know, the older generations and even some younger generations, like they're misguided, and a lot of their judgment is based off of like who's better than who, and it's like no one's really better than anyone. And we were just having great conversation waiting for my Chinese food, and he was being very polite. He was a thug, but like he was being very polite to me, and like he wasn't saying,
I love them polite thugs.
He wasn't saying like he didn't mention like my body, like, oh, I saw you last time, you look good, like none of that. Like we were just having a conversation, and I was about to leave, and he was like, hey, like you seem like you really know yourself, like you seem really smart, like if I can I get your number if you don't mind? And I was like, he asked me twice if I don't mind giving my number. So I gave him my number, and like his mother called right when I was like about to finish. And I was like,
I thought she called your phone.
So I handed the phone back to him, and I had to dip because it was about to be 11 o'clock. I need to get this food and go to bed, like. And I was like, I like left, and I just realized that we didn't get each other's names, like like we, and but I found out also another dead ass part of it is like he's like 10 years older than me, like,
but you got his age but you didn't get his name.
No and he didn't get that's why I'm like, yo, dead ass, like that whole thing happened, and I tweeted about it, and I was like, this dead felt like one of those stupid movies where it's like, I met him at the coffee shop and I didn't get his name, but he has my
number.
But you
met him at the Chinese spot.
When, like, see him again, and I was just like, this
sales
is
from the hood.
I'm like, this is that shit that only happens to me at fucking 10:30 at night on a fucking Thursday, like. Damn. And I was just like, it was so funny, but I was like, I'm not gonna really stress about him like texting me or like finding out what my number was when I put it in, like, because it's like, again, I'm not really looking for a relationship right now, but it's just like, I was just so, it like made me laugh, like, dead ass, like, are you for real? Like, And it was just, but it felt good because I was just like, yo, at least, because I was not resonating a lot with the male presence, like, for a good month. So, like, to have someone who was, like, respectful of me and also engaging in conversation that wasn't just, like, you want to smoke or, like, what you do, like, damn, you look good. Like it was, like, it felt authentic. Like, he really was, like, trying to talk to me about something and appreciated the fact that, like, I was intelligent enough to keep up the conversation. He had, like, felt a connection on that. So. Oh, it was good.
That was your dead ass. You didn't get them. Maybe you'll see him again. You know, the heights are small.
I mean, I'm not stressing it, but if I do see him again, we'll see.
Do you guys have any, Kathy, dead ass?
Yes, I actually do. So I was in my car actually yesterday, and I had a dead ass moment because I was legit stressing over adding color to my hair. So I've been, like, dark. I've been natural for, like, 2.5 years, and I've been, like, you know, I was like, you know, I'm not going to dye my hair. I'm going to keep my hair a certain color. I don't want to damage it. And then all of a sudden, I was like, why am I even stressing? Like, it's my damn hair. Like, I was too worried about what people were going to say. Like, people are going to say, oh, she's damaging her curls again. And then I was like, I deadass don't need to be worrying about what other people are thinking. And, you know, I was like, you know, I'm going to go be reckless. I'm going to add some dye to my hair. And I love it.
Yes. And you know, now there's more like vegan products and all that stuff. Yeah. So
especially like hair dyes and stuff.
Yeah,
like
try that Arctic Fox.
Oh, I haven't heard about that.
Yes, girl.
Has a hair dye? But
it is hair dye. It's great. And it smells like candy. Don't eat it though. But it's really good. That's when I dyed my hair the navy, like last year. Nice. I used that product.
Right. And it was really, love that. Yeah.
It was really good.
How about you, Mia? You got a dead ass this week?
Do I have a dead ass? I'll share this one. So I work in HR.
Yes.
And I deal with a lot of people. So I have this one employee. So I deal with hospitals, and usually when they work through us, like we're an agency. Mm-hmm. So when they work through us and the hospital wants to staff them, they have to like resign from us to go to the hospital as full time staff. So I was going back and forth with this employee probably for like a whole week to get a resignation letter. She called me and she's like, I don't know how to write a letter. I don't know how to write a resignation. I was like, ma'am, you were like 40-something years old. You're telling me you don't know how to write a letter? What is happening? And then she kept fighting me. She's like, I don't need to do that. I don't need... And I'm just like, okay, just never mind. And then she called me again because we held her pay, so we didn't pay her. And she was like blacking on the phone and stuff. And I'm just like, okay. I was like, you need to relax because I'm not about to do this with you. So
I'm sorry, me. I would have blacked too.
Like,
give me my money.
But the thing that's, I get it. Like, I get that because I'm like, give me my money. But I'm just like, you're not following what I'm telling you.
Exactly.
So she did all of that to finally email me a resignation letter yesterday.
Oh, my
and
God.
I was like, deadass.
She Googled that.
Like, you did all of this. Like, you really went extra hard cursing me out. Telling me, oh, I can't do this. Why do I have to do this? I don't have to deal with this. Blah, blah. You guys are doing the most. And I'm just like, for what? Because you ended up doing it anyway. So,
you know, I just feel like there's something like in New Yorkers too. Like, we're always trying to like skip steps, right? We're always trying to just go. Like, no, corners. Fuck out of here. Yeah. Like, I don't have to do that. I spoke to this person.
Right,
this person,
exactly.
Like,
that's exactly
they told me no. But they could be deadlined.
Yes. And they did because I called the she don't know that I have a relationship with the manager. Yeah. So when she told me that, I was like, all right, let me call him up. How come he was like, she crazy? I didn't say that. So I'm like, now you're lying.
She just didn't want to do the work.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, deadass, you did all of that to do it anyway. Like,
that's so classic. Funny. Deadass, people be killing me sometimes.
This is the most.
All right, we're going to go to our yes section. This is our shout outs to some people are deserving. I'm going to let you guys think about some shout outs that you want to give this week. But I want to give a shout out, of course, to all the mamas out there in these streets, just holding it down, to the single mothers, to the married mothers, to the mothers' mothers. To all the mothers out there, to all the mothers who are pregnant, to all the mothers who want to have babies, to all the mothers who lost babies. It's your weekend. I feel like every day, like, is always, like, I feel like should just be celebrated all the time. But of course, you know, this weekend is Mother's Day's weekend. By the time you guys hear this, Mother's Day is going to pass. But I hope you guys had a great time with your moms, and they just always hold it down no matter what. They gave us life. And they out here, and we doing what we do because of them. So shout out to y'all, and shout out to Queens Library one more time. So grateful for the opportunity. Shout out to Sprags. He's 1/4 of the host from Enter the Minds for the pluggy. Shout out to Ashley and shout out to the teens, the wonderful teens again, who just shared a piece of them with us and we shared with them. So thank you guys. And shout out to all of our listeners and supporters. We are forever grateful. Please keep tuning in. Keep hitting us up through Twitter. And yeah, anyone else got shout outs?
Want to shout out to all the nurses. Nurses Week was this
week. Yes. Thank you for your service.
Right.
You look like that really nice nurse. Like, you be checking in, like, 5 minutes every 5 minutes.
Yeah, I love my patients.
Yes.
I do. I go above and beyond. I do.
I really love those nurses.
Yes, really, I do, too. I hate the ones that just barely
we
do
just
got
a copy and paste. Or there's rough ones. I'm just like, ooh. Yeah. Like,
or ones that seem like they literally just got hired, but they've been there for years, and you're just like, you don't even know what you're doing. Oh my
God. Yes, shout out to nurses. Anyone else got shout outs?
I'm gonna shout out my sister. Today's her birthday.
Yes, sister.
So I'll give her a shout out to my best friend that's in Buffalo.
Hey.
Yes. And my good friend Diamond. I'll give her a shout out too for being amazing. And I think that's it. Oh, and my mom, of course. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes. How about you, sister? Any shout outs?
Well, I guess I'll one more time. My sister from another, Mr. Tiffany. Like, no, for real. Like, she inspires me every day. Like, she's an amazing woman. Like, and I definitely want to give her a lengthy shout out because, like, she really pushes me without being so aggressive to be better for myself. And I just want her to know, like, bitch, you're appreciated. Like, and also my friend Susanna. Like, she's dope too. Like, I can't. Like, everyone's just so, the friends that I do have, like, are just pretty amazing, and just women in general, like, inspire me on a daily basis. So I want to just shout out women all around the world. Like, okay, thank you.
And let's just bring it out too. Like, this is a New York Dose episode with all the ladies. I love when I have, like, all girls too. I mean, of course, I always love all of my guests, but it's rare that I have, like, all girls. Like, I think there was one when I did the Women in Media episode. So, do it for the ladies. All right, we're going to go into our next section, which is Times Square. And this is our section of the show representing the area with the pitter-patter, chitter-chatter, hustle, and the bustle of the city with the muscle cuss. Can't nobody flex like us. And during this section, we jaywalk through our segments, giving zero fucks, giving, spilling all the tea with the word on the street, and giving y'all something to obsess over, of course, besides our show. So, tourist talk, we're going to get into. This is anything pertaining outside of New York City, and I just want to bring up this disturbing Georgia abortion law and all this stuff. So, yeah, I don't know if you guys know, Georgia passed this law. I think it's fully passed. I'm not sure. Don't quote me. But basically, like, if you have an abortion, if you miscarry, and, like, I heard also, like, if you use birth control and IUDs, you can get, like, imprisoned for it.
Why?
And death penalty also.
Wait, what?
Why? Yes. Yeah. It's like freaking 18th century. Like, what? I don't fucking know. No. Like, this shit is crazy.
I think Ohio too, but don't quote me on that as well.
I just been hearing of Georgia this whole week. It's been fucking nuts, and it's been very inhumane. And I'm just like, well, of course, the abortion, I was just like, you're crazy. Like, you can't tell me what the fuck to do with my body. Right. But when I saw the miscarry one, how they're trying to, like, push that.
Yeah, that
I'm just like, are you fucking...
You can't prevent that.
Like, I'm like, it can't help it. Right. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, and they're trying to, like, give you, like, life or, like, shit.
Like, for real jail time. Like as if you you purposely miscarry.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, let's say if you get raped and then you have, like, you get pregnant. So then you could get jail time, but the rapist is just out, like,
doing
chilling.
Whatever,
yeah, there's a less likelihood that he's going to get time for what he did to you, but you're going to get time for what happens with your
baby. And I just feel like, what is this? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. And all the people, like, I heard all the people, like, on that bill, whatever, are all white old men.
Which is obvious.
No surprise.
I hear that there was, some white old women on it, too.
But even, again, no surprise there.
And as a woman, like, shame on her if she was involved in that. Yeah. Because, like,
it's just so disturbing, and I just can't believe it. And I just want to know you guys' takes on that. Like, imagine, like, And then they said, like, if you're, like, 4 to 6 weeks, mind you, a lot of women don't know they're pregnant.
Right. For right away. I did hear about
6 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, in 6 weeks, a lot of women don't know they're pregnant, like, by then. So it's like, you could just be chilling and then...
Then you're like, oh,
what if
there's
like,
people that have carried for a whole like 3-4 months and they don't know? Like,
right. Yeah. Like, I didn't know I was pregnant. Yeah, 9 months know. Later.
Here's and they're about to give birth. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. As crazy as the stories sound, like people really go like there's rare. But like there's people out there who literally go their whole 9 months not knowing that they were pregnant.
Exactly.
Like, it's like, what is a bitch to do? Like,
it's just that's so crazy. So disturbing, and I just hope there's just some people with fucking minds who really like can push this out and be like, this is inhumane. Like, right. What are you guys are doing? This is 2019. Like, yeah. Are you serious? And also, like, I'm just like, fucking guys could have vasectomies and it could get reversed. Like, why don't you push that? Like,
right.
What the
right,
fuck? Exactly. Like. It just makes me so upset because it just makes no sense. Like, it's not even logical. Yeah, like, it's not even.
I mean, half our laws and bills are illogical.
So that's my tourist talk. Yeah, I'm just going to keep keeping an eye on that. And hopefully that shit is just not like it just won't come.
Yeah, hopefully they don't pass that.
Yeah. That's I don't think they should at all.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know the full story of it either, but
I seen like there's some like production companies, I think one like with Jordan Peele too, like where they're just like they're not gonna record in Georgia after that situation. So I hope like, you know, that caught like yeah. That's a start and like mm-hmm. You know, okay, let's start like not doing shit in Georgia then,
right,
like
exactly.
Does you want to OD, like we're kinda gonna like OD
boycott them.
Yeah, exactly. So I hope
the
people,
whole state of Georgia
I hope people like get on that train of just like, okay, so we're not gonna win this way, but we'll take away business from you,
right,
from yeah, your exactly. state. So I hope that could bring a little bit of
awakening,
you know,
to
exactly
them, yeah.
So yeah. That's my tour talk. And if you guys have anything pertaining outside the city that we should know about?
No, I'm always in New York City. I'm like, I don't know.
You a Jersey girl, though, now.
Ain't nothing going on there, girl.
Nothing going on. Hack and sack.
Hack and sack.
All right, cool. No. All right, let's jump over to our weekly obsessions. This is anything we've been obsessed over this week. And I'm not going to lie, I've been this week obsessed over, you know, old Usher. You know, I just, I kind of forgot about him a little bit because, I mean, he came out with a new album and one of them is kind of good, but it hasn't really hit. But just like Raymond versus Raymond and like Here I Stand. Those two albums I really love. So I was just like, okay, Usher, you need to come. There needs to be a documentary about Usher too. Like, yeah. He's been out here besides his little, you know, stories with Pinky saying that he had a stinky dick, but 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 I'm still gonna say, like, girl, you probably call him after a show because, you know, there's this girl named Pinky that she was like, you know, she got around in the industry, mm-hmm. And she did a tell-off book and she said that, you know, his penis stinked. But I was just like, it was probably after a show, sis. Like, relax.
He didn't get to shower.
I know, but still, but you still did it though. Like, I mean, I don't know if she still did it, but you know. But anyway, but I feel like there needs to be like something honoring Usher soon because
yeah, they
should.
And I feel like they should do it like when they're alive. Don't wait until
don't wait. Exactly.
Do it. Like, that's so
agreed.
Stupid.
Because he changed the R&B game and he's been there since the beginning. Well, since more or less. And yeah, I love Usher still. So even with his, there was also a herpes thing going around him.
That was wild.
But remember, but you know, I still like him. He can't control that. He was out here.
He was out here.
It is what it is. Herpes, you can live with herpes. But yeah, anything you guys been obsessing over this week?
Oh man. As a millennial, I've been obsessing over like me and Tiffany just finished unbeknownst to us the season finale of Riverdale and I was so mad, but like now I'm like, oh, I need to watch it.
Who
over
watches that?
I watch it. I like it because it's like I feel like it's supposed to be like a satirical drama. Like, it's not supposed to be taken as serious as people like bash on it about. Like, they're like, oh my god, this writing is horrible, but I feel like it's intentional, like, because they're like, how much like there's so much drama in like the shows that do take it serious. So they're like, let's just up the ante and like, and like they use like the Archie comic storyline, which they don't. They just use like the characters' names and like the relationships. And I feel like they're just trying to make it like funny and dramatic. And it's like. And that's why I like it, like, because Pretty Little Liars was my shit, too, when it came out. And then it, like, kind of flopped a little bit. But, like, I like that, like, grand drama, like, of, like, oh, my God, there's a murderer. And then, like, teens in high school are solving the murder for some reason. But it's, like, whatever. But the season finale, like, was, I think it was this Tuesday or Wednesday. And I had no idea. Like, they did not talk about it. I followed them on Twitter, like. I didn't even know when I saw it that it was the season finale, and I was, oh, man. But, like, a lot of shit happened on the show, and I was just obsessed, like, oh, my God, I need to go back and figure out, like, to do some assumptions on who it could be, like, what's going on.
Start
like,
studying. Like.
Yeah, and it's, like, I've been obsessing over that. I've been obsessing also over, like, music as well. Like, music has been helping me
music
a lot with,
life.
Like, music being
life.
Super grounded and centered and just like calming down, because like a little to get a little personal, like I go to therapy for depression and stuff, and like I'm very active on like taking care of my mental well-being, so it's like music has been a big part of helping me through that journey. And like I've just been into like finding new artists, and like I've been putting people on a lot lately. Like my friends all like gush over the fact of this song, like it's Casio by Jungle, and they're like, ooh. They're like, oh my God, honey, like, I love this song. And I'm like, bitch, I found that shit on YouTube. Like, and I like told my friend Emily, like, last time I saw her, she was like, how do you get into this new music? And I was like, yo, just go on YouTube. I'm like, play a song that you usually listen to, and other suggestions and the recommendations, just click on those hoes and see what it's about. Like, yeah. I'm like, and I usually find new music through that. And I just love doing that when I'm like, on the computer applying for jobs or like looking into like school stuff or whatever. And it's just like it helps a lot. And I've been kind of disconnected from like the new music, because like I just want to listen to these kinds of, like, I would say like indie alternative pop,
like underground.
And like that's really been like my vibe lately, and I'm super obsessed.
Love it. Thank you, sister. How about you, Kathy? Anything?
I've been obsessing on My Block. Have you guys heard about that show?
Yeah.
I heard of it, yeah.
I really, really enjoyed watching it. No, I finished the second season because they just came out with their second. And I think it's great. I think it's really, really amazing. I just wish, you know, it would have gotten more hyped, because it's a great show. A lot of people are, like, missing out. So if you want to check it out, definitely should. Mm-hmm. It's a great show.
Yeah.
Also, Lemonade, Beyonce.
Ugh. Oh my God.
It's on Apple now.
I was so hyped when it came out.
Anything Beyonce related.
Like, I mean, those new songs that she came out with, they're pretty deep. Like,
yeah.
They're pretty, pretty deep.
Love like, that album, when I tell you about the ex with the baby, when we had broken up, that album saved me.
Right. I'm
Did
telling
you guys
you.
See the Netflix special?
No, I heard about it, but I haven't watched it.
We talked about
thing.
It so much on the last episode. We just
still
love it.
Still so good to this day.
I only saw a little bit of it.
I need to watch it.
I haven't finished it.
It's so good.
But
like,
the music is good.
Yeah, you definitely need to, like, it's 2 hours, so you definitely need to set some time aside and really get into it. But once you watch it the first time, girl, you want to watch it 4 more times.
I say dedicated. I love it.
But all yeah, right. That's what I've been obsessing with.
How about you, Mio?
What have I been obsessing about? Nothing. Well, my favorite show is over, World of Dance. I love that show. Only because...
Wait, did someone win?
Yes.
Yes.
Who Which won? I'm not happy about.
Me either.
I'm not happy about.
Me either.
I don't know the show.
The Kings.
Yeah, the Kings are... Okay.
I'm not saying
right,
they're not
talented,
good.
Wait, what?
Like, but I feel like it's a dance show. And the reason why they won is because they're really good with, like, theatrics. And putting
and
on,
tricks.
Like, a scene and doing tricks. So that's the only thing I really was upset about. But they were, like, the other two were... It was like a junior group, which were fire.
V peeps,
like,
my
yes,
team.
They were
I
fire.
Shut
like
out.
They were clean. And then there's the two girls, Ava and Ellie or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Ellie and Ava.
They're like flawless, and they're contemporary dancers. So
but
I
even
feel like,
above them, Unity LA.
Yeah, Unity LA too. Like they're a good group. So I just felt like their choice was just not. It's World of Dance. They barely dance. They just like
wow.
put on
do tricks
and put on a show. So
that
I guess
was
that's
biggest
what called their
critique. That exactly, is like that they don't were, really they dance. Would walk to their but, transitions. But
did
and
the
stuff.
Judge pick the winners or was it voting?
No, it's the
no,
judges.
It's never voting of the audience. Yeah, it's they give Derek scores. Huff, Jennifer Lopez, and Neo, and mm-hmm. they decide.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh wow.
And it's like a rank, like their sections, like it's like the cleanliness, but you know technicality what, and all this stuff, and it's out of 100.
It, what sucks about it is because let's say the like when you see their performances for each round. Like, sometimes the round before could be so whack, but if you do an amazing last round, I feel like that's what their last impression, so they're like, oh, yeah, like, and not for nothing, their last round was kind of hot, because it was like a movie, like, a mm-hmm. trailer of a movie, and they felt like they were, like, watching an action movie kind of
yes.
thing.
Yes.
So, like, that
it was a dope performance.
Like it, yeah, it was dope, but I was just like, I don't feel like they should have won.
honestly, V-Peeps or Unity LA, I feel like should have gotten it for me, like, not to talk too much about this, but it's just like I feel like they put in a lot of effort mm-hmm. to bring the whole package yeah. and like although the Kings are amazing, I'm like for the title that they're going to claim and $1 million yeah. it should have at other least went to Unity LA like mm-hmm. they were phenomenal. At least you would love them
yeah,
like
because they were a contemporary group and two of the main ones actually came from last season, so they put like a group together
yeah
and they're like so clean fire. Like so good
and they were like equipped, like there was one yeah. episode where they were like we have 10 whole routines planned for this exact like this exact show like yeah. and the Kings yo their final episode they barely had 30 seconds of their final routine at the time where the judges were like let's see what you have
yep they were like oh we only have 30 like, seconds
I think they
it.
Build that up for the show, obviously they need the drama aspect, but I'm just like Unity LA showed out time and time again mm-hmm. did not get they only got 100 mind you yeah. and the Kings are getting hundreds just because a nigga flew over another nigga and landed on the ground. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like,
yeah. But it's a good show. It's a good show to watch.
I and feel like they win regardless. Dancing, so like, they get the recognition and they're probably going to get opportunities out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah. No, they always do. So, and they have like a tour and stuff. So they're going to get recognized. It's oh, yeah, just like $1 million.
With
like,
Derek Huff. They're touring yeah, exactly. with the judge. Like,
yeah. So they'll get crazy. Recognized.
I haven't kept up with that. So
you should show. Watch it. You would love it.
Yeah.
I know I would, but just
with your dancer jeans.
Yes. All right. So that wraps up side A.
That's the end of our side A episode.
Tune in later this week to catch the B side and the completion of this episode.
Until then, stay dope.
Stay dose.
And stay New York.
It's the New York dose, baby.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
I know they said something about some beef that we had.
This shit is dumb good.
You mad tight, yo.
Hey, yo, that ass be?
Better life. Yo, that shit is whack.
This shit about to be lit.
Nah, you fine, my nigga. Look at me again and you gonna catch these hands.
You big man or little man? You would have thought you was getting that money back.
That's mad OD.
I'm not pussy. Fuck out of here.
Out of here, my nigga. Like, what?
Estamos aquí, estamos lindo.
Pero like the fuck, miss, like, hey yo.
Fuck, but like,
DK.